welcome to episode 6 of the second series of Head Mangle, written and performed by Mike Nelson.
What do you want? Can't you see I'm busy trying to make medals for the coronation and that?
I know, Billy, but I thought you'd want to know.
Now what? Come on, how good are you, snivelling little shit?
It's your brother, Billy.
I've told you a million times, I don't have a fucking brother.
Right, of course, it's Harry.
How are you?
You know, him that buggered off to America with his actress tart.
What about him?
Well, he's in the country.
No, he isn't. What do you mean he's in the country?
He's written a book.
So I heard. What's that got to do with anything?
Well, he's doing a book signing.
The cheeky bastard. Whereabouts?
A Waterstones up in Doncaster.
Doncaster? What the fuck's he doing there?
Signing his book. Look, I've got a picture on my phone. My cousin works there. He sent us it.
Well, let's see how many books he can sign with a bloody bullet in his head.
I think you're doing a right smashing job, Harry. I mean, you've got a right to stand up for your wife.
That's right, I have. Do you want me to put a message alongside of my signature?
Just put, to Pat, my biggest fan, love, Harry.
All right, I will.
Oh, that's 3 grand, that is, love. Could I have a selfie to show the kiddies?
There you go. Right, who's next? Me.
I mean me.
Do you want me to put a message as well?
If you don't mind, I just put
to Billy from Harry, the treacherous little bastard. Billy, shit, what the fuck's she doing here?
This.
Giving you a little present from the Winky Dinkies. Shit, the bastard's getting away. That's it, Billy. Fuck off back to America. You can run all you want, but I'll find you out for the last thing I fucking do.
Good evening and welcome to Talk Hard with me, Rick Nobinson. Tonight we'll be grilling the Prime Minister regarding his recent pledges to improve life in Britain. Prime Minister, good evening.
Good evening, Rick.
If I may, Prime Minister, I'd like to ask you a few questions regarding your recent 5 pledges. Many people see this as a last desperate attempt to reverse your dire position in the opinion polls.
Not at all, Rick. Do you mind if I have a little drinky before we begin?
Oh, yes, of course.
It's Coca-Cola.
Yes, I can see.
But can you, though? It's not just any Coca-Cola. It's Mexican Coca-Cola. It's the real thing, or Es Cosa Real.
Quite.
It's totally delish. I get it imported especially. I'm addicted to it. In fact, you could say I'm a Coke addict. No, not really. Not at all. Drugs are terrible things. Listen, kids, drugs are B-A-D. And I don't mean they're good in the Michael Jackson type way.
Yes, I see. So, the 5 pledges.
Oh, yes, of course. Well, my first pledge, and this is very important, we're going to ensure that no more than 1 million people die unnecessarily while waiting for a bed in hospital.
1 million?
Too ambitious? Okay, 2 million.
Forgive me, Prime Minister, but that's hardly an achievement.
Well, duh. Of course it isn't. We haven't done it yet. My next pledge is that any cabinet minister I appoint will stay in post for at least 3 months.
3 months? Is that all? Again, I put it to you that you've set the bar so low and that you can't fail to achieve these goals.
I wouldn't be so sure. Have you seen the state of the modern Tory party? Anyway, if they stay in power any longer, people get to know who they are and become awfully cross with them. It's best for everyone if they remain anonymous.
Sorry, Prime Minister. Are you okay? Your voice?
No, that never felt better. It's the Mexican coast. It really is amazing.
It's just your clothes. They seem too big for you. It's as though you're...
shrinking? No, not at all. I never felt bigger. Enormous. I'm a colossus of a man. Anyway, the next pledge is that this time next year, things might be a bit better.
Might be a bit better? I'm sorry, what does that mean?
That they might be a bit better, or at the very least, they won't be worse.
Some people say they can't be worse.
Yes, people with no ambition.
That's ridiculous. Surely you were put in office to improve things. How can we possibly measure such a vague and frankly ridiculous statement?
That's the beauty of it. You can't.
Prime Minister. My God. He's disappeared. All that remains is a shiny suit.
Up here, suckers.
Good Lord. He's the size of an ant. Nobody move. Don't step on him. Damn. He's getting away through the floorboards. Prime Minister! Hi. It's your favourite president here. As everyone knows, I'm not only the best-looking president that ever took office, but I'm also the cleverest. My IQ is totally off the scale. Very intelligent. The guys at Mensa said I broke their machine because I'm so clever. Totally true. Very smart. That's probably why they asked me over here to talk about something called world literature. I read a lot. Many books, at least 5 a day. I'm a fast reader. I'm the fastest reader that's ever lived. Sometimes I don't even have to open the book. I just hold the book in my hand and the meaning becomes transported into my colossal brain. I don't know how I do it. Maybe I'm blessed by God. Maybe I am God. Who knows? Anyway, sure. Well, literature. Did I tell you I wrote a book? The Art of the Deal. It's an amazing book. The best book ever written. It's like Shakespeare, except without the stage and the fags running around in tights. Hey, I've got nothing against fags. I like fags. I have many, many, many fag friends. Very friendly guys. The Art of the Deal. Good title. An amazing title. Buy it for your wife or for your mother. They'll love it. Women love me. They come up to me and say, Donald, is it true that you're the most amazing lover that ever lived? What can I say? I've had lots of lovers. Many, many lovers. Many, many, many. Many, 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 many lovers. Many lovers. What? Oh, yeah, sure. The guy is really yelling in my ear. Okay, I hear you. Yeah. The book. Charles Dickens. Dead Limey Guy. Very close friend of mine. It's called A Tale of Two Cities. Not sure about the title. Poor title. I'd have called it A Thousand Cities. Or maybe A Thousand Cities that I've invested in and totally improved. Like the place up in Scotland. Golf course. The most amazing golf course ever. They love me up there, but hey, it's not my book. So, you know, A Tale of Two Cities. Just two. Okay, that's all. Okay, I hear you. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. What? Sure. It was the best of times. The best times, absolutely. 500%. But the worst of times? No way. What the hell kind of opening is that? I'd have wrote, it was the best of times. It was the bestest of times. It was the bester of times. In fact, with Donald Trump making America great again, it was the best time ever anywhere anyone had ever had. Much better. A lot better. Dickens, You are a loser. Anyway, we've run out of time. You've been listening to World Literature with me, Donald Trump. Next week, I'll be reading Little Women. How little? Like dwarves? Oh, yeah, sure, I see. Right, okay. Good night, and God bless America.
So tomorrow is the day, citizen. The day we finally overthrow the tyranny of the monarchy in our beloved France.
Oui, monsieur Robespierre. I have drawn up the plans.
The magnifique, citizen Maria. Let me see. Oui. Oui. Oui.
What is the problem, citizen Robespierre?
I like the storming of the Bastille and also the destruction of Versailles, but what is this?
Ah, my piece de resistance, Madame Guillotine. It is a chablis that drops and takes off the heads of all the pigs of aristocrats and enemies of the people. It's much more efficient than hanging.
It looks a bit painful.
These pigs deserve to die in pain. Yet, alas, it is not only efficient but relatively painless. Its main benefit is that it can chop off the heads of at least 30 aristocrats in only 1 hour. It's incredible.
But all this blood. Maybe if we do this, we shall lose the support of the public.
No, monsieur. The public, they love the blood. It would only make the revolution more popular.
No. Piers Morgan did the poll and most people were against the executions.
Pah. Piers Morgan is a Putin de chat.
Oui, Monsieur Piers Morgan is a massive Putin de chat, but is sure as popular amongst the peasants.
Okay. The guillotine can wait, but the rest of the plans?
Très bien, Monsieur Mariette. Tomorrow we storm the Bastille.
Liberty.
Equality.
Fraternity. Oui. Oui, the Bastille.
What is the Bastille?
Sacre bleu! The Bastille is the most notorious prison in the whole of France.
A prison? Why are we storming a prison?
We will destroy it and burn it to the ground.
But if we do this, then the prisoners will escape.
Oui, that is the point. They are imprisoned wrongly and shall join the revolution and reclamation of France in the name of liberty.
Well, all the prisoners cannot be innocent.
They are only 7. They have done no more than steal a baguette or a pan de chocolate.
Oui, yet it is still a crime. What will the Daily Mail say if they reoffend?
Merde! The Daily Mail is a piece of Putin de merde!
Oui, Monsieur Mariette, the Daily Mail is a massive piece of Putin de merde, but it's also the most popular newspaper in France.
We don't want to lose the support of the public. If we cause too much inconvenience, then we may lose the support. Inconvenience is a fucking revolution. How can it not be inconvenient?
There is no need to swear, citizen. I just wonder if we destroy Versailles, destroy the Bastille, and chop off the heads, then we'll lose the support of the great French public.
So what do you suggest we do then, citizen?
That we write a letter.
A letter? A letter? What will be the point of writing a letter?
It will be an angry letter.
How angry?
Very. Citizen, pass me my quill. Dear Louis XVI, we, the undersigned members of the French Revolutionary Committee, are furious. No, too strong. We, your respectful subjects, are disappointed that...
Sacre bleu! What is the point?
PC George Dixon here. Now,
In all walks of life, there is them that don't play by the rules. You know the types. The liar, the thief, the swindler. You'll find them in the world of banking, politics, and yes, even the police. Now thank the blooming Lord that these blighters are few and far between. But nevertheless, you'll be surprised to learn that there are one or two bad apples in the Met, and if they're allowed to get away with it, can end up rotting the whole blinking barrel.
Here, PC Jones, look at this.
What is it, PC Davis?
Why, it's a funny joke about black people on me mobile telephone contraption.
Ooh, let's have a look. I love a racist joke I does. Don't let the Sarge catch you, though.
Never fear, I'm much too canny for that.
Do you want to hear a joke about a disabled woman, PC Davis?
Go on then, PC Jones. I love a joke about disabled women.
Here, what you two Herberts laughing about?
Nothing, Sarge.
Well, look lively. There's been a body found behind the gasworks over in Dalston. I want you to go and investigate.
Right away, Sarge.
Did you find the body?
Aye, so I did. James O'Connor, security guard, sir. When did you find it? Well, that would be about 3 hours ago.
Did you kill him?
No, sir. I'm not the murdering type, so I ain't.
But you're Irish.
I apologise for that, sir, but it don't mean I killed the fella, so I didn't. Well, if you did, we'll find out. Now go and wait in your hut, and we'll call you when we need you. Fair enough. That I will.
What you reckon, PC Davis? Do you think he did it?
No, but we can beat him up and make him confess. Then we can go back to the canteen and tell more racist jokes to each other.
That's a good idea. Hey, look, the chap that's been murdered is one of them little fellas.
Yes, a dwarf. I've a good idea. Shall we pretend to have it off with the dead body, film it and send it to all the other coppers on the secret group on our mobile telephone contraptions?
That's a smashing idea, that is. You go first. That's it. Pull down his pants, get behind him and make some saucy noises.
What, like this?
That's it. That's capital, that is. Oh, cripes, it's the Sarge. You two, my office now. Now, after a long inquiry, the two officers depicted in tonight's show were eventually dismissed on full pensions. And rightly so. Now remember, there are over 30,000 officers in the Met, and only about 5,000 of those have concerns raised about their behaviour. Which means that you only have a 1 in 6 chance of coming across one of them. But if you do, call us right away. At first, we'll probably ignore you, but if you persist, we'll call you in and ask you a load of humiliating questions. And if we've no other option, we might do something about it. So, be careful out there, and good night. We interrupt tonight's broadcast with reports of a siege in Doncaster. We go live to the scene now to our reporter, Rupert Blessingthorpe. Rupert, what's the situation there like at the moment?
Hi, Nick. The situation is very tense. The woman, who we believe to be his 83-year-old Mary Buttershaw, is currently holed up in a small terrace house right behind us. Earlier today, she refused entry to a peaceful team employed by British Gas, who were there to fit a prepayment meter in our property.
She refused an entry. Is she believed to be dangerous?
Very, Nick. She was heard to say, "Over my dead body," before slamming the door violently in their face. Just a second. I've a report now of an SAS unit arriving. This is exciting. Oh my word, they've blown down the door. They're going in. Don't look away. This will be the most exciting thing you'll see on telly this year. The bravery of these men has to be seen to be believed. I can hear screaming. I pray to the Lord that none of the SAS men have been injured. No, no, they're coming out now. And there it is, the body. They've killed the violent lunatic. Oh, my word, that is incredible. It makes you feel proud to be British. Nick, back to the studio.
Thank you, Rupert. And now, back to Love Island.
You have been listening to Head Mangle, which was recorded live in our Maidervale studio with the support of the Head Mangle production team. Thank you and good night. Thank you.